In this episode of Serious About Tech, we have part one of the cell phone carrier series and the T-Mobile and Sprint merger. What does it mean for you? All that coming up in Serious About Tech. This episode of Serious About Tech is sponsored by Webco.us with web services. If you want a website for your business or yourself, go to seriousabouttech.com/WWS and get 10% off your next website from web services. That's seriousabouttech.com/WWS. Hello and welcome to episode 8 of Serious About Tech. I am your host, Zachary Webb. Today, I have the first part of a series about cell phone carriers. They're becoming a big thing as smartphones are becoming a bigger thing as we use them more as computers and less of telephones. So this is part one. We're going to talk about the recent changes, some of the different recent changes. The most recent change, I think, that I've seen, and especially with this recent trend of unlimited data, there's been some new plans going on with that, with the different carriers bringing out unlimited data for your smartphone as more people just do stuff on their smartphone. As they travel around, they do stuff with their smartphone. So the first thing here is the State of Mobile Networks, USA, of January 2018 by OpenSignal. This is just a news item which you will be able to get in the show notes for this episode, where OpenSignal, who has apps for the App Store and on Google Play, they test the networks through crowdsourcing. So all people download the app, and then they test everything from their users. This time they had almost 6 million measurements, 237,213 test devices, and it's from October 1st to December 30th, 2017. So because of the unlimited data plans that Verizon and AT&T had, now their speeds go down because a lot of these new unlimited plans either throttle you down to a certain speed or they give you a certain amount of high-speed data and then you go down to 2G speeds. Even though you're not on their 2G network, it isn't like they kick you down onto their 2G network, but you have 2G speeds. So AT&T and Verizon's data speeds, their 4G speeds, have been falling because of more people on their unlimited data plan and more people have the data speeds that are less. But T-Mobile, of course, they have been getting higher and higher because T-Mobile, they are a relatively new player to this market, but they have been growing with leaps and bounds for the past years. And they have the fastest average 4G data speeds. So they got all of the awards, because they have awards in certain categories. Download speed 4G, download speed 3G, download speed overall, and then latency in 4G and 3G, and also availability in 4G. T-Mobile won all the awards except for the latency in 4G, where AT&T has brought their latency down a lot. Sprint has also, their data speeds have been going up, whereas they used to be very far down, but their data speeds have been coming up, and we have another story about them later on in the episode. But in this unlimited plan thing, a lot of the main carriers have been bringing out data unlimited data plans. Verizon and AT&T did get rid of theirs for a little bit, but they're back. And Sprint actually has some very good prices for unlimited data plan for a family. People in this modern age, people stream a bunch of video, they stream audio, they stream all kinds of stuff onto their phones. So you might need more data, whereas before you might have only used 500 megs on your old smartphone. Nowadays people use gigabyte after gigabyte. They just use it on all the stuff that they do, and people are spending less time on Wi-Fi. There is prepaid or postpaid data plans a lot, and the unlimited plans, the most competitive ones with unlimited would be T-Mobile and Sprint. T-Mobile with T-Mobile One, and Sprint with their new Sprint Unlimited or Sprint Unlimited Freedom, where they actually have, I have heard that they have this new promotion running until 2019 of 4 unlimited lines for $100 a month. So it's built more for families who want 4 lines unlimited. So that's actually a pretty good deal. I'm sure it goes up, but Sprint, who has less coverage and will be covering coverage, pun intended, in a later part of the series. So here I'll take a little break to tell you about the sponsor Web Services. This is my business, of course. I will design businesses and individuals a website. I designed the website for this podcast. I have designed other websites. You can contact me by going to seriousabouttech.com/WWS. That's seriousabouttech.com/WWS. And use a promo code PODCAST10. That's PODCAST10 for 10% off. And I will be glad to work with you on a website. And then also we have this news story that just came out about Sprint and T-Mobile finally coming together to build the new T-Mobile. It's basically T-Mobile buying out Sprint for $26 billion. They're basically just buying out the stock of Sprint, and they are going to merge. Now, this merge isn't official, of course, since this deal has to go through the FTC and other places like that, but it is possible this will be approved. Now, this doesn't mean that automatically Sprint and T-Mobile will be the same place tomorrow. It will probably take a year or two for them to actually get to a point where you see them as one big company. But combining them, one of the reasons they want to combine is they think they can do good at the new 5G. We'll be covering more of 5G, what 5G is, in a later part of the series. But they think they can do the new 5G technology, the next generation of a cell phone service, so that more people can have cell phone service. And that's also one of the things that this merger would do, is that T-Mobile and Sprint combining gives them more coverage. Now, inherently, they have different technologies. With T-Mobile having GSM networks and Sprint having CDMA networks, and thus some of their phones are not compatible with the other one. But they do have this roaming agreement, I have heard, too. A roaming agreement where users on the one network can roam to the other network. Roaming basically means they will go over to the other network, use the bands that they are capable of, and they won't charge for that. So that'll be good for the customers. And now, is this going to be good for all consumers? Well, there's some people who say the prices are going to go up, but we don't know that yet. That's just what some people say. The prices may go up or they may not go up. This may bring more competition, as it will bring one big carrier into the picture, or it could bring less competition because there will only be one other carrier instead of the two that there were before. But we will see if they keep the competitive pricing and the competitive speeds and all that up. Hopefully that will, so that will be good for consumers. So just keep looking forward to the next parts of this part series of the cell phone carriers that I will be doing here on Serious About Tech. Hopefully I can get those out with more information about cell phone carriers as smartphones become more prevalent in today's technological society. Okay. Thanks for listening. If you want to comment on the show notes, just go to seriousabouttech.com/8. seriousabouttech.com/8. You can find us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts by going to seriousabouttech.com/ApplePodcasts. And you can subscribe on Stitcher, TuneIn, Android, all going to seriousabouttech.com/subscribe. There should be a bunch of subscribe options there. all for your pleasure. I hope that you will listen again. I thank you for listening, and remember the sponsor, Webco at seriousabouttech.com/WWS. If you want to support us on Patreon, just go to seriousabouttech.com/support, and you can give $1, $5, $15, $20, how much ever you want to give to support me. That would really encourage me. Thank you for listening. I hope you will visit the website and listen again to the next one. Thanks for listening.